I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Thursday, October 20th, 2011. First item of business is continued discussion regarding redistricting. And I see that the different maps on the different proposals that thus far have come from whomever, whatever department are in front of us, with the exception, I think, of a couple that we had agreed not to.
Right.
To pursue it all. Patsy, if we could we just get right to you telling us what these different maps mean? If that's okay, we'll call on you for a couple questions.
Will you walk down there and look?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
And due to the very negative article that was in the paper, perhaps since the tables have now been pushed forward, we should allow these to stay on. I would like to ask one question about that, Donna.
Yeah.
Redistricting of county commission lines in no way affects voting precincts.
No.
I just wanted to clarify that for the two calls that I got, people that were concerned that we were messing with their voting precincts. We are not. That was just one of the many mistakes in the article. Okay.
This is a different one, now. This is a new one because it includes. Did we pull that one?
I thought maybe you pulled that one.
It's
that's all right. We'll just leave it for.
These are the new ones are over here, aren't they, Patsy?
This one here is a fairly recent one. This one here. These two.
Okay, that's a new. Yeah, that's a new one.
These two are with a couple other options.
This includes Bee Creek. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, Bee Creek.
Yes. With the exception that here I got down below Jefferson Road and took in a little bit more of Hollister to compensate the numbers.
Okay. And how close were you?
We're very close.
Okay.
Another difference here is utilization of Highway 465.
I saw that.
As a line. I don't know how you dropped down here. You came down to what was it, Patsy?
Below
Jefferson Road.
Yeah, Jefferson Road here. This is Jefferson Road right here. I actually, the maps are developed according to the census block.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular census block is quite huge. It has over 1,600 besides some individual blocks within it. So I've dropped down Jefferson and split it according to, I went back to our address points and estimated like 2.5 per household to get in to get a close enough number of population in there.
Crook in here.
And this goes to the county.
Is that a creek or is that a river?
That's Bull Creek.
That's the way Bull Creek runs.
The old line came up here and then it went.
I saw that to make a little.
You didn't take it over there.
She did on this. We bring it down to F Highway until F Highway hit the creek.
Is that really the biggest difference between the two?
Yes.
Okay.
The Jefferson Road and the city limits.
Okay, that goes up to Bull Creek. I see the difference there.
Yeah, that
she
one
did,
went over.
I had seen this one where she first used 465 and came up and dropped, and that became F Highway. Goes all the way to, I don't know that point, to the creek, and then drops down and follows the creek. The difference here is you drop down here. How far down? Right here? Right below where it says Jefferson Road?
Yeah, we just took in Jefferson.
So instead of up here, she comes across here. Because the population was still considered off. Well, I don't know how much it's off.
That's about
this,
5, 6,
this right here is the closest and almost does the same thing. This uses 4.
Well, I like this boundary. And the reason, even though you have a cold, you want to come like this and then...
I'm not supposed to get near you guys.
So we can establish a time for people to speak to these if we want, but we want to put our best...
Ron, I got that same message from that article, which I was pretty disgusted with. I think the law states that the county commission makes the judgment.
Here's where we go now. The difference here from where your block, your old lines went up here. Follows Highway 465.
Which one do you like better?
Which I think is easy to mark.
What difference is right
here? Whether the person moves because all the way over, at least as far as finding it.
This
all
one
way
stays
up highway
off
down.
Sea limits.
Here the limit says she dropped
and
down
it
below this line.
Non-incorporated areas
of this block of voters.
That one, if you see, it goes all the way
that's
up to here. And
here
she's
lowered it right
there.
This is the way it is now. This
so really
now.
Not those big
right.
changes.
So we're not going to take in this little piece.
No.
Here.
Yeah, the current
not on this one,
I think it
but on this one it does.
Okay.
See here, it pulls in all.
So
everybody
within
the city.
That's 465 all the way through.
That makes it easy.
I like the boundary line. I like for people to know that they live on one side or the other.
I think the boundary lines make.
I like that a lot better. It's a lot easier to explain to your voters.
Here's the difference that I think is important. I was pointing out to Don about the as you just said, the ease for delineating where people live. But here she's taking in all the city limits of Hollow. I don't mean here, I mean over here.
Right.
That's one of the differences between that map and this map, right?
Right.
And the Jefferson Road.
And the Jefferson Road.
Yeah, I showed that to Donna. So that runs across here.
And what's your, remember you got 25811 and 25864 here, and this one is?
About, whoa.
That's 26. Yeah, you don't
well,
want
25
that
one. Well, 1400.
Yeah, that's still pretty big. This one's a lot closer.
Well, that's why she made this change here and this change
here.
Yeah,
this one's a lot closer to being equal. Good job, Patsy. Like I said, yesterday, you're awesome.
There is also another map or two that are contained beneath these. If you guys want to pull those back out and look down at them.
There's BB. Where is this?
Carolina.
Auburn. Right now, this comes through here tonight.
Mm-hmm. But that's the way they're growing, and that's the issue. Is, you know, in 10 years, they'll have to be split.
What's that?
In 10 years, those cities will have to be split for you to even get close. And I'm afraid in a short period of time, since that's the area where the population of this county is growing, they'll have more voters in that District 1 in no time.
Maybe. There's an awful lot of growth in the subdivisions down here, up here.
Well, basically, I'm on this one or that one of the two. None.
Well, I like this mm-hmm. right here. From my perspective, it's having been kind of close. This just makes it so much easier to.
Which one?
Using 465, I think. Uh-huh.
I think that's important.
Okay, guys, then
I want to kill this one. I don't know how this. I thought we killed this one last time, Danny, didn't we?
Yep.
Okay, so let's kill that one.
We can cover it over there. We can put that under.
Yeah. What's this one underneath it? That's basically the same way it is. That's
okay. That's what
the
big
creek on this side.
Here.
Yeah.
This is the way they exist now.
Right.
Currently.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Where's 465? So there's your, where's your differences? It takes these people and moves them. Don, the
yes,
voters
sir.
That are,
what are
above 465, do they go to your place in Wall of Shape? Up here.
I'm not sure.
They're all
I'm not sure. Yeah. I know it's this area. Let's see, where are we? Is this 65?
Yes.
And then, where's F?
F is right here.
Okay, so I know it's this
right
here,
but that don't make
and
any difference.
Like this, and it stops at
they were in
the
rural area.
But
I
it
think.
Would catch a lot of these people.
It'll catch a lot of those people. Well, and what I did was I checked the distance, the driving distance going over here to this polling place and the driving distance going here, and they were still closed. But this relieved the pressure. But creating this would relieve the pressure on Mark Lanson.
And that one's so much closer with the numbers.
How many people are you measuring in person?
Over 2,000.
Oh, that's a huge impact.
Yeah, that'll be a closer to that. This would be one of our largest polling places.
Here, stand closer to Jim and breathe on him.
Please.
Eyes.
Well, these are my two favorites right here. Now these four, I would say these are my two favorite.
Well, we've got two radically different concepts there. How do you gentlemen want to approach that?
Reason on this one is that Bee Creek is a big part of Branson, and this is cut off. Bee Creek is going down, I think, 65.
Right.
And so,
of course, her reason for that original drawing was the
census blocks and all that.
You don't have the people.
Right.
But still, it was how many apart? What was the?
How about 400?
So to make that work, according to your last map, you put Bee Creek back in, the district number one, and you have included a portion of the city of Hollister, its southeastern city limits, right?
That is correct.
That's why I knocked it over.
And, oh, I'm sorry. And then, of course, you used Highway 465.
And 465 is used here also.
Yeah, not, this is not 465. No, this is the old top, the old
version.
Yeah, the old version of the top.
Say 4/5 of the
landmass
would be in district number 2.
Yeah, that really doesn't make any difference except for the amount of work that a person has to campaign in.
Well, that makes a difference.
When you get in the big cities where there's like Springfield and all that kind of stuff, there's people that have to go out into the rural areas in Green County campaign where the others have a small populated area. These are the two that I would look at right here as far as I'm interested in. Look, let's see, is it this one?
Would it be all right to initial which ones, if we're trying to narrow down to the two, would that be fair? That way we can take some away.
This one's within 50 votes of getting it split right, and we've got
50 people.
Yeah, 50 people. Yeah,
50 people. And we've got a boundary line of 465 and the lake, right?
On this one, yes, sir.
And then on this one,
no, not the lake here. Is this the railroad tracks here? Probably.
Well, the railroad tracks, but I'm talking about where you get up to the lake.
Yeah, and then grabs the lake. You're right.
Grabs the lake for your boundary line.
So you like this one? Is all right for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so this one is DS, and I like this one, JS.
And you like this one. You didn't like this one either. This had a bigger population.
There was 1,400, 1,500.
Yeah.
I mean, does this thing right here.
Yeah, and I really don't care for that, but I've got, and I'm not doing this for personal reasons.
Right.
Because this is a heavy voting precinct.
Well, I'm just, on the three opportunities that we've got for scrunching the existing district, I like this one best over this one because it answers the problem there in the southeastern part of Hollister.
Right.
And it also, of course, both of them put Beatrice back in.
Okay. Yeah, Beatrice back in.
It,
yeah.
It is in both.
Yeah. I mean, it comes down to Jefferson and this is really the two.
You got what now?
It affects Marion Woods area.
I don't know how it affects it, though.
There's a population base over there.
Yeah.
A group of people.
Those people go to there to vote, James, right here?
Put your finger up there.
This is a Bentley down on the point where there's just five or six people. This one takes in the big chunk of Marion Woods up behind where there's a housing addition or two.
Let me ask you a question. Currently, this follows the creek, and that's so it's not making a change at all from.
It does not affect him.
He's saying the point.
This is not the creek. This is the point.
This is the creek. Understand. I'm just talking about the existing lines, and this is the
this
creek.
This here is off.
There's a new subdivision here.
Yeah,
okay.
But it doesn't. This here actually.
This here doesn't have that new subdivision, which has.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about now. That's not that wood is really nice, but this is not
such a good one. Okay, it only shows one address from down there around the river.
I'm going to go with what this is here.
It's a street below Jefferson Street.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out, and this street here is what? Because I'm trying to familiarize myself with.
Well, I don't know if it's a. I don't need a street. I think it's a.
It's just a block.
Just a block.
Is that a sense? Is that a street over here on this other one?
No.
Yeah, this one's goes to a block too.
It's the creek. The existing lines are both creek, right? From the lake on up, Donna.
I'm sorry. What?
The existing lines. At Rockaway Beach, come in on Bull Creek. They follow the creek line up.
Are you talking about a part of the polling place?
I think
no. I'm talking about the existing county commission lines.
I think it's pretty confusing.
Oh, I'm right sorry, here. Ron. I don't
that's
know. Okay. Familiar. Okay. I'm not familiar
that's
enough with them.
Doing that line like that. That thing that gets confusing.
Yeah, that here. Does definitely. Because it's almost like you got what somebody in the center who's not.
Well, it's the not incorporated area, which I understand why she did it.
Yeah. I do too.
That's where we run into. I was telling you that we've got three families live on there, and they live on the same street, and the middle one votes for me.
The other two vote for.
I mean, whenever I say me, I'm talking about your eastern.
One for eastern, and two for western.
Yeah. And it's very confusing for them also.
Sure it is.
Well, it's easy for me with the numbers. The numbers matching up.
So pull this one then, because this number is 1,400 off, whereas this one is within a few.
One of them is within 50, isn't it?
Yeah, this is 50, this is 1,400. So am I saying you pull this one then?
The only thing that I like about that is the 465 boundary.
Right.
Yeah, but this one and this one are so similar. That's
very
just a matter of the two.
That's what I'm saying. Between these two, I think this one's better. Not saying I like. I'm not picking.
You're talking about the.
Just pulling this one out.
Because of the Hollister.
Yeah.
Section there. This is the one within 50?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Okay, so let's just pull this one out so we narrow it down to three. says it's within
53.
That's as far as I'm concerned. That you did a great job on that, getting that back close.
Okay, so we're down to D3.
That's more the version of what we had last time, except adding this, and right. Then you leave this out. And which this adds the
Bee Creek back in.
Bee Creek back in, and then takes the full limits of
and then the posture. Yeah, it loses the, all the Emery Creek.
One of your jerks tried to grab me.
And then also the all the was it Whitetail Crossing?
Mm-hmm.
It, that puts it all over in this district, District 2.
Right, and that's a confusing area right there.
It's horrible.
Part of those people in that subdivision vote in one area and part of them vote in another area.
That's what this confuses them.
I'm going because we've got the...
So we can get rid of this one then, too.
Yeah, right here's my...
Okay, so we're down support. To two.
And I'm not interested in that one, so you guys can make that decision, but that's what I'm going for. Because it's within 50 people.
Well, the issue has been brought up before. Now that we have done somewhat of the discussing of the work as to whether or not to open this up for comment. So we need to discuss that aspect of it, guys. I mean, very simply, what you're looking at, as far as I'm concerned, is the easiest, quickest, and the least expensive way to fill the requirement that we need to fill. However, and as I'm sure each of us have, talked to a number of people about this already, that... But if we want to set a meeting here and allow anyone to come in and give input or offer input, I'd be glad to do that. Either two maps or four or five, whatever your druthers are.
Well, I'd like to, you know, read the statute and the law right over there so that what we've got away from is following the rules of what is laid down by the statute, because that we have a... certain individuals that want to try to run the county commission other than the county commissioners who are voted on by the people. That's the way I see it. If the statutes read that we are to make the decision and we have to... you guys can, if you want to have an open hearing... That's fine. I'm going to vote the same way whether we have the open hearing or whether we don't.
What I was showing around up here, I know this has nothing to do with county business, but Washington Post just reported that Gaddafi was killed. Yeah.
Are they confirmed it?
Well, that's what the Post is saying. You know, they said he was injured and captured this morning, but this says was killed. That doesn't mean the Washington Post is right. Jim, thoughts on this issue and where to go from here?
Well, I have, as well as all of you guys, we've all received numerous opinions for some change in the lines and some not change in the lines. What I would like the ability to do is just, if nothing else for me, to make sure I'm representing the people properly is take it around maybe even to the aldermen and just let them just to get visibility and for give people an opportunity to contact me on how they would like me to look at it and just make it available just for people to see because they're the two options we have are very different and that's why if we were down to one option which is the one similar to what we have now then there would be no reason but I think because I've had enough conversations with enough people, I would like the opportunity just to hear some citizens' feedback. And just, if nothing else, take it around and let them look at it and, you know.
Well, I would suggest if you're going to do that, take it to the people in the area that are going to be affected because every single person over there is affected as much as the other within that district or within the district number two or the proposed districts. But, yeah, how much time do you need?
I'm sure I could do it within, get the results within 2 weeks, but my question, Don, is that too late? Is that all right?
We'll work with whatever you need to do.
Okay.
I would suggest that we designate a hearing here within the county commission, make the maps available, whether we put them on the wall or walls or whatever we need to do, let people mill through prior to a commission meeting, and then have that set as the first order of business and ask for input from those who are interested in doing that as to what they think about the proposed new lines would be. Yes, sir? Good point.
I'm not sure what the salary commission has to do with that.
You'll be telling the commissioners what their salary is going to be and what district that they don't know what they're running for.
Well, but
that has anything to do with the salary commission. The commission lines, definitely, but not the salary commission.
But they're going to be the same either way, right?
Yeah.
Not who we want to. They don't know whether they...
Oh, what they represent.
Which district we're on.
We definitely need to have that done prior to the cards going out, the canvas cards going out. I'm putting our vendors off as long as I can, but we need to get those changes done so that we can send out new voting cards. Since we are going to have a February primary, it would be good if we had that data ready for that.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. What we could do is make them available as a non-editable file, like a PDF file, so that people could actually print out their own if they wanted to from the website. We can make that available too.
Why don't we...
Let me...
Go ahead, Danny.
I hate to make statements on people's opinions, but I do. Campaign in these areas. And I can tell you very, very quickly that the people in Taneyville, in this area over here, will not have the same opinion about anything as the people that vote in the precincts of Branson. I know that Taneyville in the far eastern part of the county, that's the reason I had, but I don't like this deal on this side. They can come in and voice their opinions. We can post it on the wall. But that's the reason I said that I've already made my mind up. It wouldn't make any difference if one or two people come in and raised all kinds of cane about where the voting districts were at here. Because I know these individuals that live in this area, and they're not going to be interested in letting Branson dominate the voting precinct.
Can I say something about that, Mr. House?
We're wide open here.
One of the calculations I was doing was trying to determine where the majority of voters would be. Definitely in this map where it has Hollister and Branson together, you're going to have a citizen from that area. Now, whether or not they're in the city limits or not, it could be very well be below Hollister or above Branson. However, when you split the county into a north and a south, you have 4,000 voters within the city limits of Hollister. That means you have 20,000 voters who do not live within the city limits of Hollister. In Branson, you have 10,000 voters. The remaining is 15,000 voters in what is traditionally considered to be the east. So determining where your candidates are going to be, they could be from anywhere in this county and win with this one.
Thank you.
What statute is it? Do you know what statute it is, Donna, that for the redistricting part? That
it's under, I think it's under your commission.
Any idea of the...
I don't. I might be able to find it.
I was trying to search real fast.
49010.
Do you have a copy of that article that I emailed you guys, Ron, on redistricting?
I'm sorry?
I sent an article out to you guys some time ago. Do you have a copy of that?
Yeah, I probably do. I don't have it in this little...
It explains some of the rules. The main thing is the population between the two districts. has got to be very close, or you could potentially be sued.
49.010 states the county court shall be known as the county commission and shall be composed of three members to be styled commissioners of the county, and each county shall be districted by the commissions thereof into two districts of contiguous territory as nearly equal in population as practicable without dividing municipal townships.
We haven't done that, right? Patsy, with your map lines.
Municipal.
Municipal townships.
Okay.
Which, if I remember right, I looked that up, and there isn't the municipal township. There isn't anything giving a definition as to what that is. But we don't have any.
We township. Need to move her closer to her microphone, if you can, just.
There was also language regarding those townships. There's been a Supreme Court ruling that states the no split of townships has been removed because that part violates the United States Constitution. So, in fact, we could do that if...
I don't know if you gentlemen want to address the township issue, but your populations within your individual township is very skewed. Right now, you have two people represented, and sometimes you could be representing 10,000 people, and in another area, representing 1,000. Two people representing 1,000. So you may want to look at that. And you do have the authority to split a township if you so choose.
But you or me?
You? Yes, me. I was looking for some more better language, Ron, on...
I don't know that there is any. Okay. Here's an article that Ivan Schrader put out regarding redistricting. I thought I had something else. But...
I didn't see the chart, but that makes it pretty plain. Our job is to be as close as possible. So.
Yeah. And we only have one that gets close within 50 votes, and I don't think that any court, Jim, would sue a person for getting a redistricting area within 50 votes.
And I don't think that they would have a chance if you're making an attempt to get it as close as possible. I don't think anybody would have a chance on winning a lawsuit.
Well, lawsuits are pretty prevalent these days, and so I'm
expensive whether you win or lose.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Gentlemen, want to set a date, post those on the wall back there and have people come in and look at the two proposals. That's fine with me. I can just tell you that I know already, I've already had enough phone calls and everything. I know how I'm going to vote. So,
okay. Mac means next week.
What about the 31st?
We won't be here, sir.
Will we? I think so.
I think a more of a serious conversation that we need to have as a county commission is the need to look at townships throughout the county and maybe trying to equalize those other than trying to look at the districts that we have.
I agree, and we can do that at any time. But I think that we need to look at townships within Taney County. I agree with you.
This sort of reminds you that we're going to be voting on committee men and women in August.
I understand. And just as the rules for redistricting. Actually, they suggest in here that we do this sometime prior to the filing so that people will have an idea of what district they're going to be running in, which makes sense. But it doesn't make sense to wait until that first Tuesday in February because it doesn't give the election authority the opportunity to change people's...
I mean, there really is no reason to wait. I mean, if you want to do it the 31st...
and I was looking. What about... We've got a 10 o'clock budget work session scheduled for the 3rd. We left the morning open intentionally for that day to do business. That gives me time. A few more days.
Thursday the 3rd? You want to do it like at 8:30? I mean, or at 9 o'clock? Or...
What... You guys suggest a time? And
I can... Anytime from 8:30 on, I'm available. We blocked an hour and a half.
8:30, all right.
And that's when the 31st?
That'd be the third.
The third.
That's
the first day of our budget work session. Actually, it's the second day.
And let me get this clear, and we'll need to get it to the news meeting. We're going to place these two options in a location or locations, and then wait for a response and then have a public hearing and make that vote that day.
We'll vote that day.
And there's no one here. We'll vote in 5 minutes if we're ready.
Right.
I would suggest that Patsy make a couple more copies of those maps that Jim wants to take with him just to specifically show to people. If you have someone that should do the same, I'm going to suggest to the people that have asked me is to come here that we'll have them posted. We can post them now up in, although we can't do it in that our conference room because it's under construction. But
we can do it.
I can make another suggestion to utilize our website and post it on the website and give a phone number for them to call in and give an opinion. They'd have to give a name so that we don't have duplicate opinions.
I think that it, and we can do that. Can we not put it on the website so that anyone that wants to look at them certainly can. Can we also post on the website what existing lines are? So it gives...
There actually is a map up there.
Already there. Okay, good.
Let's just put that toward the... Bring all that to the front page for just the next 2 weeks. And put it on the front home page. That when people first go that they see that it's been added, and then once the vote, you can put it back to where it was. Or.
And I just wondered, Jim, if we can't put... I mean, this is of interest to the entire county. Why the news... papers themselves wouldn't put a full page of just strictly that redistricting.
They might be able to, maybe a cost issue, but they'll have the full opportunity to post the maps.
Let me state, and then I'll come to you for questions. You know, I have seen a lot of redistricting that's been done through the years, and I've watched it not just in this county and others. There's not much interest in that. When you're the city of Branson or you're the city of Forsyth, and you're going to change your precinct lines, you affect voters. And voters then either move to a new precinct or they stay in the old precinct. But there's something that's happening that affects them. And the governance of basically who their council person is going to be, what district they're going to be in, while that's still the same for the commission districts, polling places are not a factor. So someone's not going to be moved 10 miles further away from where they were voting. Their precincts are going to remain the same. Those changes occur whenever the county clerk makes changes regarding precinct lines or adding new polling places, not county commission redistricting lines. I think we're going to be surprised, unless someone's stirred up within the public politically about this, to see two or three people that will be interested. But in fairness to those who want to voice their opinions, I'm all for doing this. let's establish 8:30 a.m. Thursday the 3rd for redistricting. With you all's consent, we'll do that.
I'm sending a note to Nikki to put it on. She'll be here shortly anyway for agenda request review. And
now, let's, Tyler, you had some questions?
No, I was just going to say, with the city of Branson, when they were doing their redistricting, we did print their maps. I think we also put it on the website. It would be just a space issue thing, but I think we would be interested in at least...
That'd be wonderful.
We could definitely put it on our website, if nothing else, if that's not a space issue. And I think people do have an interest in it, whether or not they are, opposed or so supportive that they would make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that might be very few, but I think people would like to know, at least.
That's a good point. Fair point.
It shouldn't be of any cost to the county to for the news media to present something in the paper that shows what the public vote is. I mean, it shouldn't have anything to do with county business. It should be newsworthy instead of some of the other stuff that's in the paper.
I've sent the note to Nikki. She'll have it on her agenda request shortly. So,
did anybody else have any comments regarding this since we've opened it up to comments?
I did. Three of each. Just three of each.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether people heard or not, but I want to congratulate the Patsy and the IS department for working this down to the point where they got within 50 votes with one of our 50 members of the population in one of these drawings that has designated lines.
Donna, anything else?
For a general review, but not for this.
If it's... all right, with everyone, I'd like to stand in recess until our next order of business, which is bid procedure, fencing, and hazmat suits at 9 a.m.